This is an MP3 audio clip from the weekly People First radio broadcast.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
Anxiety disorders are the most common class of psychological disorder in children, adolescents, and adults. This may seem surprising, as other emotional disorders that are more readily seen or which are distracting in classrooms or playgroups often get more attention from family, from teachers, and from the media. By definition, however, anxiety happens internally or privately. The family and the school are very important keys to helping a child learn to control anxiety. Each has the potential to help or hinder a child's response to treatment, and therefore needs to be part of the plan for helping the anxious child. Dr. Melissa Robichaud is a clinical psychologist with Anxiety BC. She presents a workshop for parents this Saturday, May the 15th, in Victoria, called Managing Your Child's Anxiety. And Melissa Robichaud joins us on the phone today. Welcome back to People First Radio, Melissa.
Thank you for having me.
Melissa, what kinds of challenges do parents face when dealing with an anxious child?
Interesting question. That actually, the challenges that one faces can be very different depending on the child. Anxiety can manifest in many, many ways. As you mentioned, sometimes that's something that we can't really see. So sometimes that's sort of turning inward and being very quiet and being very shy. Sometimes that can manifest as temper tantrums or a lot of physical complaints, tummy aches and headaches and just not feeling well. But one of the things that really defines an anxiety disorder would be the fact that it's interfering in a child's life. And that means interfering in terms of engaging in the kind of milestones or the sort of normal developmental steps that you would see in any child, to be able to go to school, to be able to sometimes have sleepovers, to be able to join teams, things like that, to sleep on their own eventually. So that's really the big marker in anxiety disorders, is how much is it interfering in one's life.
Has anxiety among children increased in recent years?
You know, a lot of people have asked that, because certainly we're starting to hear more about that. And really, the numbers in terms of the prevalence of anxiety haven't really changed that much. Although I wonder in the next coming decades if it will rise a little bit, due to things like kids having a little bit less face time with other people, things being more online or things like that. But I don't really find that the prevalence or the likelihood of having an anxiety has gone up with children. It's more that we're more willing to talk about it, and we're a little bit more aware of it.
What happens when both the parent and the child is suffering from anxiety? And I guess, Melissa, what I'm reaching for here, as well as a comment from you about parents' reactions to their child's anxiety.
Well, I think that's... The thing about anxiety running in families is we do know that will happen sometimes. People who have anxiety or children who have anxiety can have parents and grandparents and aunts and uncles, all of whom had some sort of anxiety or mood problem. And certainly, that is the case for many, but it's also not the case for many. There are many people who have many children who have anxiety whose parents don't. Now, the reaction to anxiety, which is what you were saying, is actually is really an important determinant, because sometimes people, especially parents, are worried, have I created my child's anxiety because I was anxious myself? And it's not that simple. It's not that a child was perfectly fine and then their parent was anxious and therefore they became anxious. It's really more of, it's an interplay of many things, of genetics, of experiences, etc. But I think the most important reaction that a parent can have to anxiety is normalizing that. And what I mean by that is everyone Everyone on this planet experiences anxiety from time to time. We are supposed to. It is the most, one of the most basic survival mechanisms in the body. However, anxiety can go off inappropriately. And this is sort of the classic way of understanding anxiety, is that it's like a fire alarm or a smoke alarm in the body that goes off when we experience danger. However, like smoke alarms in our homes, in buildings, there are occasionally false alarms. So this is a system that needs to be adjusted, not eliminated. So when I say normalize, it's okay to feel anxious sometimes. It's okay to find things scary. What's important is to learn how to manage that and how to handle difficult situations rather than avoid them at all costs.
You're listening to People First Radio. I'm Kevin. Melissa Robichaud and Kristen Boer are clinical psychologists with Anxiety BC. They present a workshop titled Managing Your Child's Anxiety this Saturday, May the 15th in Victoria. Melissa Robichaud joins us by phone today. Melissa, what is your position on the use of anti-anxiety medications with children?
Well, as a psychologist, I would have to say that, as a general rule, medication should not be a first line. There are, the experience of anxiety is normal. Certainly when it becomes problematic, it's important to know that, now's the time to start doing something, be it to try some, to try to manage it at home, to see a therapist, and to try to, learn how to deal with that. Sometimes anxiety can be so severe, or depression can be so severe, that there might be some need for medication. Sometimes that's, anxiety can turn the volume up so high that trying to work on anxiety is almost impossible, and so medication can sometimes dial down the volume. But it definitely should not be the first line, and it should be something that I would recommend is considered after other avenues, particularly psychological avenues, are considered, especially for children, with adults as well, but particularly with children.
What are some of the non-medication options then for managing anxiety? And as you say, once the anxiety, if need be, is dialed down somewhat?
Mm-hmm. Well, this is the thing, I think anyone who works in anxiety knows a little bit of frustration that there's not more known about this, is that cognitive behavioral therapy, which is a form of psychological treatment that has actually been extensively researched, is really, bar none, the treatment for the management of anxiety. To learn skills on challenging anxious thoughts and learning how to face fears, learning how to manage sensations in the body. These are all parts of cognitive behavioral therapy, or CBT, and has shown to be extremely effective in children and in adults. And it's something that that can be done with a therapist. There are also a lot of self-help resources. I know at Anxiety BC, we try to provide a lot of those resources. There are ways of learning how to manage this, and I think that that's not very well known, unfortunately.
Can you tell us more about the workshop itself, Managing Your Child's Anxiety? What can parents or caregivers expect to learn during this workshop?
Well, the focus of the workshop is really teaching parents or caregivers or counselors who are interested in knowing about that, about these cognitive behavioral strategies, about how to use them at home, how to teach your child about what anxiety is. I mean, to have all these sensations in the body and not know what that is can be very terrifying. So really, what is anxiety? Why is it happening? And then how can I manage it? So we teach parents how to teach their children about learning to relax sensations in the body, how to challenge anxious thoughts. Just because we think something is scary doesn't mean that it actually is dangerous. We have a tendency to believe our thoughts when they're anxious thoughts, and they're not always correct. And also how to gradually face fears and really approach difficult situations with bravery and a sense of self-confidence. because anxiety really tends to rob one of a feeling of self-confidence. We feel weak, we feel like failures, and that applies for children as well. There's a great reward for children to learn that they can overcome things. And these are really, you know, but there's ways to do this in a helpful way. You don't want to overwhelm. You want children to feel successful. So really that's the focus of the workshop, is to teach parents how to do these things.
Melissa, we have just a moment left. Is there anything else you'd like to add to our conversation today?
I think the only thing I'd like to say is that I think that mental health is often really relegated in society. We see it very important to know and to understand our physical health. We tend to have more respect for dental health than we do about mental health and being good in your skin and having a good sense of well-being. And that's not a bad thing, to learn how to be okay. And so, I hope that it's something that people understand and accept more and more.
Melissa, thanks very much for taking the time to join People First Radio today.
Thank you.
Melissa Robichaud is a clinical psychologist who specializes in the assessment and treatment of anxiety disorders. She's currently the director of programs for Anxiety BC. You can find out more about the workshop, which is called Managing Your Child's Anxiety, at anxietybc.com.
People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Centre Society in partnership with Radio Malaspina Society's CHLY 101.7 FM. CHLY.ca, community radio from Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily of these organizations.